Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me again from somewhere deep in the heart of Arizona is a writer who more people look at his stuff than anybody else on the rock, on the planet. And that would be Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Well, I have to preface that and say in the gun culture, because not everybody is in the gun culture.
Really?
Yeah.
So well, they should be. They should be.
I agree.
Anyway. Let's talk about this. Now, I did not, I know like in England, hunting with a suppressor is just about required. But I also know that in England, you have a tougher, you can go buy the suppressor at like the Ace Hardware store, and you've got to jump through numerous flaming hoops to get the gun. So,
yeah.
But I see this article about requirement for suppressor hunting permit removed from Maine law.
It's an interesting case because it shows the trajectory we are on, I think. Maine prohibited hunting with a suppressor until 2015. And in 2015, the Maine legislature passed a law that allowed people to hunt with suppressors. But in order to get the law passed, they had to have a compromise. And the compromise was that if you were going to hunt with a suppressor, you had to apply to a commissioner, probably of the Fish and Game, and then they would issue you a permit in order to hunt with a suppressor. Now, okay. The permit didn't cost you anything. But you had to apply for it, and they had to issue it. So what happened was, I think, fairly predictable. Hundreds of people applied, and they granted all of them permits, and nobody was ever denied from getting a permit with a suppressor. So it was just a big bureaucratic boondoggle that didn't accomplish anything except waste a lot of people's time. And so here we are, 6 years later, and the legislature did not even take recorded votes on this bill to do away with the requirement to get a permit in order to hunt with a suppressor. As far as I can tell, they just had voice votes, and they eliminated it. Now, they did include a provision that if you were caught violating the game laws while you had a suppressor, that there was you got more penalties. Your hunting license was revoked for, I think, 3 years. But the fact is they just had no problems with people hunting with suppressors. They realized the many advantages there are to people hunting with suppressors. And so they just passed this new legislation 6 years later to just do away with the requirement to get a permit from the state commissioner in order to be able to hunt with a suppressor.
Now, as one who does not hunt, why would someone want to hunt with a suppressor?
The biggest reason is to protect your ears. I have hunted for many years, started hunting about age 11, and I have significant hearing loss. And it's almost in certainly because I have fired a lot of firearms over my lifespan. And it's just a real pain to hunt with hearing protection on. You can't hear the animals or the environment, and you can't even hear your own self. I mean, one of the things when you're stalking is you try to be very, very quiet. It's a skill. It takes a lot of practice and even training to be able to walk quietly in the woods. My father, gave me some pointers on it when I was like 12 years old. And, you know, the first thing he said to me that indicated a problem was that you're making too much noise. But if you have any kind of hearing protection on, you can't hear those little bitty noises that animals clue in on. And so it's almost for many kinds of hunting, not all. For example, I don't worry too much about making noise when I'm dove hunting, except if I'm stalking them, which not many people do, but it's a lot of fun if you're in the right circumstance. But a great deal of hunting, you want to be very quiet. And so a suppressor allows you to protect your ears, to protect your hearing while you are effectively hunting. And especially when you're hunting big game or you're using powerful firearms, like centerfire rifles and even the larger handguns, they put out very intense decibels. And so that you are much better protected if you can use a suppressor to hunt than if you don't have one available. That's the major reason to hunt with a suppressor.
Okay. Well, I mean, for that, I do get that.
And suppressors were just kind of, you know, they were put into the National Firearms Act just as kind of an afterthought. It wasn't like there was a huge hue and cry to do away with suppressors.
Yeah.
And it was mostly one guy, Homer Cummings, who was the progressive attorney general under FDR, pushing for gun control. When he left after about 6 years, which is a very long time for an attorney general to be in office, he was one of the longer running ones, people didn't push for gun control much anymore for about the next 20-some years. So you get it where you have just, you know, one person pushing hard for something in a critical position, and you get saddled with these stupid laws for generations.
Yeah. That's interesting. That story when you every time you've told it, and I read it before you told it on the air, I was the way that just came
about. The National Firearms Act
just stuns me. Yeah. Just stuns me. Do you think we'll ever see suppressors off of the NFA list?
Yeah. I think it's almost inevitable now, unless we just go, you know, follow the recent trend and go completely fascist under President Biden and then Vice President Kamala Harris. We seem to be moving in that direction, you know, stamping out political dissent, censoring opposition, telling blatant lies and having the state-run media promulgate those lies. It is astounding. I had never thought I would see the United States government in the state that it is currently at. But I'm hoping, and I think we can, prevail against that, reverse course, right the ship of state. And I think that if we even just get control of the House of Representatives in the midterm elections and hold on to the Senate, we will be able to stop the hemorrhaging toward fascism that is currently happening and move back toward a Republican form of government that has limits on what the federal government can do.
Hang on for me. We'll continue that when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, you started going off in a direction that interests me. If you would like to expand upon some of that stuff you were saying.
Okay, I'm about Homer Cummings or silencers, the NFA.
No. Just about if we can be snatched back from the socialist utopia that they...
Oh, yes. Well, I think that we are in a very dangerous place. The Democrats are pushing for this H.R. 1 bill, which was at least temporarily defeated as Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, two Democrat senators, one from West Virginia and the other one from Arizona, have said that they will uphold the filibuster, which yep. prevents the Democrats from passing anything they want with 50 votes plus the Vice President, Kamala Harris. So the H.R. 1 is a blatant attempt to basically make the entire United States one large urban political machine where the federal government controls the elections and they make it very easy for people to cheat, and the person who cheats the party, which is willing to cheat the most and has control of the federal government so that their cheating will go unpunished and anyone else who tries to do anything will be punished, like the Tammany Hall machine in New York in the late 1800s, and like many of the Democrat machines in the large urban centers that exist today, such as in Detroit, Milwaukee, let's see, Atlanta, let's see, Pittsburgh, so Philadelphia. These large urban centers are used to having relatively corrupt machines that practice get-out-the-vote under dubious circumstances, and H.R. 1 does everything it can to ensure that they're able to do whatever they want and get away with it. And to ensure that the party that's in charge, when the bill is passed, will always stay in charge. It's really a blatant attempt to destroy the constitutional republic as we have known it. And it's a scary thing because it's close. The fate of the republic is essentially balanced on the backs of two Democrat senators, and they are under enormous pressure.
Well... From who? From other Democrats?
From other Democrats.
Yeah, but see, I mean, but the problem for the other Democrats, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm just thinking electorally, Manchin is not beholden to them to be elected to office. Neither is Sinema.
No, not yet.
No, well, not at all. I mean, it's people of West Virginia that elect him to office.
But that's one of the things that would change under the new law.
Well, but as long as the filibuster is upheld, they're just not going to get it, no matter how close it is.
Absolutely, you're correct.
I looked at H.R. 1, and I saw that as a jumping-off line, had they passed it. Once they began to instigate it and, you know, put it in place, implement it and everything else, I sort of looked at that as a jumping-off point as to things really getting bad. So I'm glad that didn't work out.
So far.
So far.
And
well,
the other thing is that... There would be a lot of lawsuits.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that would be, this would be basically tramping all over the 10th, the 9th,
yes.
the 14th. They would be doing all kinds of things, taking over all kinds of, it would be a gigantic power grab.
Yeah,
and that would probably, if that had passed, that probably would have thrown a constitutional convention into play.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Might have.
That's
a serious consideration, yeah.
Yeah. So I, what I'm looking at right now, what I'm seeing out there. Now, you were talking about all these cities, all these blue cities. So the election was decided by 40,000 votes.
More or less, yes.
More or less. 40,000 votes. And this was because they passed some rules that they couldn't pass. They passed them anyway, and they had a multi-pronged, coordinated effort going on all over the place,
which they have bragged about.
Yes.
Yeah, they published it. Put it in Newsweek. So, but now you've got states like Georgia coming out and saying, okay, well, we're gonna control our elections, because ultimately it's the state governments who control their elections in their state, yeah?
Well, that's how it has been, yeah.
Yeah. So now you see the feds are reacting to that.
Yes.
I don't have time to get into this,
but
yeah.
As you said, they could not have done what they did except for all the, quote, emergency measures
right.
that they passed under the umbrella of the COVID-19, quote, emergency.
Yeah, the mail-in voting and all that stuff. Everybody must vote, yes. Yeah. We got to make sure everybody's vote gets there, all that other stuff. That was just rampant fraud happening. But I'm going to, I see the feds now beginning to get a little nervous because, I've seen some of the stuff that Merrick Garland is saying about the Georgia law, and I've seen what Georgia is saying and also about Arizona. You've got some state senator there telling they're auditing in Arizona, and one of your state senators, I think her name is Wendy Rogers, she's gotten out there and said, you will not be touching our ballots. We will handle our elections. Thank you very much. If you try to handle our ballots, you'll be spending some time in one of our jails. So, I mean, they're throwing down the gauntlet. They're not afraid to face the feds, and I think that's a splendid thing. But when we get back, and I don't know, I don't think you've written about this yet, but I would like to discuss it with you just simply because your opinion matters to me. I want to talk about the trend of the Second Amendment sanctuary that has occurred in the United States, and get your opinion of that too, because I also see the federal government is noticing this, and I think this is the trip line that I've been waiting to see happen for all of this blue stuff that occurs. So the article we referenced earlier about the suppressor hunting permit, that is at ammoland.com along with nearly 1,800 other articles by Dean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd.
The court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270. That is a 10-year addition to the presumptive sentence of 150 months.
Judge Peter Cahill announced the sentence in a Hennepin County courtroom. It's wheels up for Air Force Two. Vice President Kamala Harris has left El Paso, Texas, after her first visit to the border to see the impact of illegal immigration. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez believes the vice president should have visited a more heavily trafficked area to get a better idea of the surge at the border.
What's happening in El Paso is much different than what's happening in the Del Rio sector or in the Big Bend sector or Laredo.
USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is announcing a suit against the state of Georgia, alleging the state's recently signed election law is racially discriminatory. The law imposes a voter ID requirement, expands early voting, and shifts more control over election administration to the state legislature. Opponents of the Georgia law have called it Jim Crow 2.0. The murderer who killed two people in Kentucky receives his sentence.
A man who was sentenced to life in prison for killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has received another life sentence. A federal judge sentenced Gregory Bush, 53, to life plus 10 years for six federal hate crime and firearm charges. The sentence is on top of the two life sentences without possibility of parole that he received in December on state murder charges. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and so you've been paying attention, I know, to all of this Second Amendment sanctuary stuff that's going on around the nation. Have you written anything about that yet?
I wrote a couple of articles talking about various situations. I recall one in New Mexico, I think one in Idaho. I mean, it's been going on for a while, so as I would see something that I thought needed attention, I'd write about it. I think I've written three or four articles maybe about it, maybe more. I don't track by category that much.
Sure.
But what I think it's a very important movement. And it is trying to enforce federalism and the basic idea and the limits on government.
Yeah. So,
and it,
you know,
go ahead.
What the Democrats have done, though, right? Now, there's already Supreme Court precedent out there where they have decided in the Supreme Court that the feds cannot coerce local officials in the states to uphold federal law. They can't make them enforce it. Right?
Correct.
That's already decided. The other thing is that over the course of time, and all of that I think was brought about because of immigration sanctuary cities and immigration sanctuary states, right?
Well, so, it actually has been in place, and it's called the anti-commandeering doctrine.
Right.
As you said, the federal government can't force states to use their assets to enforce federal law. Now, when they pass a bill, they can say something, if you're going to take federal money, you have to use some of it for this. that they can do. And if you don't want to do that, you just don't take the federal money. It sounds easier. That's one of the reasons we have a sort of uniform age for drinking across the United States. Because we're not going to give you highway funds unless you lower your drinking age to what we or raise it to what we tell you to. But in general, the federal government cannot force local or state governments to enforce federal law. And from the other side, generally, we see that in the immigration law recently with the sanctuary city. All over the blue cities, I would say, many of them refuse to enforce immigration or to aid the federal government in any way. They won't even allow or let federal agents know when they're going to release a particular illegal alien.
Right.
And that is constitutionally allowed for. I mean, the federal government cannot force state officials to help them. It's part of federalism. They can't do it.
Right.
They're not allowed to do it under the state, under the Constitution. And the same thing applies to gun laws. And this used to have, I mean, it has plenty of bite now. The federal enforcers tend to rely on local officials for manpower, for intelligence, for being told that there is an infraction. And if they're not, if there's no cooperation from the local government, their ability to enforce the law will be severely reduced. You don't see a lot of federal marijuana cases coming out of Colorado, for example. I mean, there may be a few, but they're just not a lot because it takes, the federal government has to put agents in place and then they have to do everything that local law enforcement would normally do. And this is particularly difficult with gun law because the BATF has generally not gone after individual violators of the law by themselves. It would take a significant trafficking ring, or I've had several different law enforcement people over the years tell me that they would know that a particular individual was violating federal law because they had a short-barreled shotgun or a suppressor that was not registered, and the ATF wasn't interested in these individual cases. And the ATF only has about 5,000 personnel all together,
right?
And they have to do everything from administration to, you know, approving of FFL licenses, to approving of suppressor Form 1s, to all of that stuff. And that's spread very, very thin when you consider that the regular local and state law officials are probably in the neighborhood of like 2/3 of a million people, or at least say 500,000. So there are roughly 100 more, 100 local law enforcement types for every ATF agent. And so it's just difficult. But what the ATF and the federal government have on their side now is all of the digital information that is out there. And so if a person, you know, makes their own suppressor, let's say, and then they make a YouTube video and they post it on YouTube and they said, look at what I did. Well, it's a lot easier for the ATF to go after that person because he's just basically made a confession of violating federal law.
As far as what the Democrats, the part that I'm saying the Democrats have done, though, is that they have defied federal law.
Yes,
with marijuana and immigration, they have defied federal law. And they had that codified. Haven't they?
Well, they've done what Texas recently did with the firearms law. They said, we are not going to enforce federal law. We have our own laws. And Texas removed their ban on suppressors, for example. Texas no longer has any state ban on suppressors. And so if there's going to be any enforcement of saying that suppressors have to be licensed or have to pay a tax in Texas, it's going to have to be the federal government will do it after 1 September. The law goes into effect on 1 September.
Right.
And so it's just going it's very similar to the marijuana law, say, in Colorado.
But see, what they're doing, though, what the feds are doing, which I don't remember. I don't remember. Did any of the presidents or any of the administrations prior to the Biden administration get out there and say anything about marijuana and say, you will? Or I know they tried to do that with immigration, but then after the court case, well, they just let it lie. And that's the tripwire, I think. And I'll explain why I think that's a tripwire when we get back. But I find this particular topic fascinating, and I hope you write something about it, because that also would be fascinating. So,
well, thank you.
Yes, sir. But coming up on the next break now, we've been talking into this, but Dean has been writing for quite some time. He's got well over 3,300 articles written altogether, of which nearly 1,800 of them are at Ammoland.com. Now, at Ammoland, the publisher, Freddie Real, this past January 2020 at Shunt Show, at the breakfast that he holds, he said more people read Dean's stuff than anybody else in the gun culture. So, fine source to get that from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps, as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been talking to Dean Weingarten, and Dean accidentally drifted off into this particular topic because whenever Dean goes somewhere that I get compelled to help explore and expand on, I just can't help myself. So everybody, just bear with me. So here's the problem I see for the feds now, Dean. Especially with, so you've got 1,631 Second Amendment counties altogether. That's 61% of the counties in the United States today are Second Amendment counties, and the feds with immigration, sanctuary cities, and with marijuana, recreational marijuana use, have been dragged into compliance with those as no longer going after those people to the degree that they were. Right?
I think that's a pretty fair statement.
So now that you have Second Amendment counties out there, and they're saying, well, no, we're not going to uphold your federal law. And the thing is, what the constitutionality is. Is there a constitutional right to immigrate to the United States? I don't know.
I doubt it.
I'm pretty sure there's no constitutional right to marijuana usage. But what we're dealing with now is the Second Amendment, and that's part of the Bill of Rights. And of course, the feds, in the guise of Biden and Merrick Garland, are out there trying to threaten and intimidate these states that are taking these steps that are well within their purview.
I think the steps are within their purview. And we have a Second Amendment case coming up before the Supreme Court.
Right.
Probably, October or so for oral arguments. I haven't seen a date set yet, but October or November would be reasonable times to believe that would happen. And the feds there's so few prosecutions already for things like suppressors, the Texas law that
right.
just came up. I only found one prosecution in Texas in the last 5 years on suppressors. So it's hard to see where they're going to find a lot of people to prosecute unless people openly go out and say, I've got one, prosecute me, which could happen. I've seen people do things like that. Now, the other things that they're trying to go after, I just don't see them have the votes to try to make AR-15s illegal.
Yeah.
You know, or say you must register them and then try to enforce it. I mean, it's kind of like the idea of having revenueers in the South. And at least technically the states in the South supported the legislation. But can you imagine teams of federal agents going into Montana or Wyoming and saying, we're going to make sure that every house here does not have an AR-15? Why? We saw on Facebook that you had 10 years ago that you were out in a picture with an AR-15. What happened to it? We don't see you as having it registered. I mean, you know, I think their tires would be flattened and, you know, they would never, I'm not saying by the person who is, you know, they're after, but they got to stop at a motel sometime. The whole population would be against them.
Well, that's if they were actually passing it and it stuck, right?
Right, which I don't think will happen.
Well, see, here's where I think the trip line is. So it's okay to ignore and allow defiance on marijuana and illegal immigration, but when we do this on the Second Amendment constitutional right, Bill of Rights item, this is where the full power of the federal government comes crashing down on anybody who dares go against Big Daddy. And I just don't see that being argued in court. I just, you know, it's the same problem they're going to have with the braces, and it's the same problem they're going to have with, you know, the other stuff, because it's been okay up to this point.
Right.
And it's been okay by the agency problem that wants to change the rules. So,
right.
I think they've got a lot of problems with this stuff.
They do, but, you know, I think, and it may not appear this, a lot of people say, well, look, they're winning. They've got away with the coup. Biden is president. You know, they've passed these trillions of dollars in spending to give this money to their buddies so that they never have to worry about it again. You know, they bailed out all the blue states who were run so incompetently. All this stuff is happening. But I think it's desperation.
Yeah.
President Trump got elected.
I think they're very nervous.
The spotlight. And, you know, their plans of over 50 years seem to be about to all be destroyed. He was, you know, getting funding for NATO. He was putting the U.S. first in immigration policy, in trade relationships. And it was working. It was working marvelously. The border got controlled. The U.S. was in some of the most prosperous economic times that had been in 50 years.
Yep.
And if somehow there hadn't been some way to make an emergency with COVID-19, we'd probably have be in a second Trump term right now.
Well, I kind of think that whole part of it was contrived too. I mean, in 244 years, there have been 12 pandemics prior to COVID-19,
and it just seems to be so handy for the Biden campaign.
Yeah, it was quite handy, and I think part of the problem lies in the fact that Biden is both demented and deluded. I think Biden is sitting around going, "Well, I got 81 million votes," and he believes that. I don't think he was in on the snatch. I don't think he was in on that at all.
I think he is suffering from early onset dementia. I think it's pretty early. He can mostly make sense when he talks, but he tends to wander and forget things. And, you know, I just think he's at the early stage. He's clearly not what I would call presidential material, and he's obviously being handled by somebody.
Yeah.
And he even has a hard time controlling his impulses to, you know, suggestively touch and make comments about young women. So. Young
Gropey
Joe. Girls, because Gropey some of them Joe. Are even pre-adolescent.
Yeah, Gropey Joe. Yeah, he's quite the piece of work. And then there's Tamala, of course, Scamala, Willie Brown side chick. It's interesting. This is a very interesting administration to observe. It would be if it wasn't so bad, if they weren't so bad trying to do so many things.
Exactly.
But, I mean, they just, for them to have, it seems like they did an awful lot of hard work to make sure that the proper election outcome occurred, only to be almost completely negligible. I mean, they're just about, I mean, their effect, they're completely ineffective when it comes to all of this socialist utopia stuff they want to do. And, you know, they're trying their best to do it, and the problem they're going to have.
Lest we become complacent, there are lots of people who simply want the U.S. to devolve into chaos.
Well, that's the problem is that, you know, there's enough new gun owners that came on board last year, we could just set them on them and just decimate them. Just the new gun owners.
I understand, but if you just, you know, create enough problems so that the U.S. is ineffective, I mean, I'm worried about foreign affairs. I mean, it seems to me that President Biden may be, you know, like almost an agent of the Chinese Communist Party.
It looks it, but we're about to run out of time. Will you be joining me on Wednesday?
I intend to. Wait a minute. Next Wednesday. I may not be able to make it next Wednesday. I have a commitment to do a little bit of training.
Okay.
And that evening, so I don't think I'll be able to make it.
Well, we'll see. We'll figure. We'll see if we can figure something out on that one. Anyway, thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
And we'll be back again on Monday. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.